Pray for me last night. Raise your hand. Who prayed for me last night? Thank God and thank you. I feel much better today. God bless you. Let's pray in silence. Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we shall continue our study and worshiping our Lord Jesus Christ. Sing hymn 510, Heaven Came Down.
Thank you.
I know NYTS, everybody can feel that heaven came down in this NYTS, and glory can fill all our souls. Let's all kneel down and pray. May the Lord guide our service for this morning. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. I don't have a chance to go through the slides with you, so let's look at the slides. So we talk about the theme of 1 Timothy was tell Timothy if Paul delayed, you know how to conduct himself, conduct the business in the house of God. In the house of God, you shall have no heresy, no idle babbling, no wrong teachings, and we shall share more about love instead of debating all those nonsense or unnecessary stuff. And love comes from a pure heart, clear conscience, and sincere faith. And then Paul uses himself as example to talk about that, you know, he was a sinner, God saved him, God sent him, and God provided for him. So he give details about what kind of sinners he was. And I think this is one of your homework. There are more than that. In the book of Acts, he talks more about his own mistakes. So I think in front of God and in front of man, if a person truly confesses sin or talk about his sin, he won't be as proud of himself. Instead, he will always think about the grace of God. That's why he talked about God saved him. This is the greatest love. And this is the greatest honor that God sent him. And of course, God added to him according to what he needed in serving him. And then when it comes to chapter 2, to conduct himself in the house of God, or to do church businesses, we shall focus on prayer. Prayer is the most important things, serving the Lord. And of course, we shall pray for kings, and we shall give thanksgivings, intercession for everyone. So you all know this. And then we talk about the role of spouse, husband and wife. We need to talk about marriage because it is very important in the kingdom of God. God wants you to be happy. God wants you to live in the Garden of Eden. After you got baptized, your feet is washed. Your feet shall step into the Garden of Eden. Eden means happiness. So God wants you to live happily on earth. That's why the Bible, in many, many books and chapters, teach us how to be a good husband and good wife. Now the husband need to pray with holy hand, no wrath, no doubting. And the wife should adorn properly, professing godliness with good works. No rule over husband. Why? If there's a test, I will test you for sure. Why wife should What are the two reasons a wife should not rule over the husband? And of course, the Bible talk about the woman, the wife shall not teach. What does it mean, wife shall not teach? Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. Chapter 2, verse 12, Jonathan Lee. Chapter 2, verse 12, Jonathan Lee. I do not allow women to teach. Chapter 2, verse 12. First Timothy. What did I say? Sorry. First Timothy, chapter 2, verse 12. Sorry, Jonathan. So, Jonathan, what do you think? We shall not allow women to teach even to children? Jonathan, do we allow wife to teach to the children? But why did he say, I'm not allowed woman to teach? Yes, in this paragraph, to me, it's always between husband and wife. Then how can you interpret, how can a woman preach to children? Of course you can, right? A wife, of course, shall preach to children, right? But wife shall not preach to husband. This over here, preaching, of course, refer to dominant, rule over. Can women be preachers? My sister from mainland China, my brother from mainland China. Are any female preachers in mainland China? You do, right? How about Taiwan? How about Taiwan? Taiwan 的有没有你传道？ Taiwan? 有你传道, right? How about Korea? You have women preachers? No woman preacher. Okay. Like I think in TRC research, women can preach. How do we know? 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. Verse 5. Oh, by the way, USA do not have female ministers yet. Now, but we do recruit female for RE specialist. And the reason is not because it's not biblical. The reason is that it's not as convenient because once they got pregnant, it's not easy. Unless they really have other thoughts, other plan in their life. So far, But we do not permit, we do not forbid them to enroll as TTP students, though. There's no rule and regulation concerning that. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 5. Esther, please read. Woman prophecy, right? What does prophecy mean? 做先知讲道, 就是 prophecy. Prophecy meaning that you preach for the Lord. Philip have daughters and they all prophesy. So we can see that female pastors are biblical. Okay, this is the things that we have learned in the past. We'll go to chapter 3. Oh, by the way, if I did not finish 2 Timothy and 1 Timothy, it is normal because I always go with a very slow speed. So usually I cannot finish teaching. But I hand out all the notes. If you have time, please read the notes. Chapter 3, verse 1. Peter Fan. Who is Peter Fan? No Peter Fan? Oh, Peter Fan. 请你读第三章第一节。Please read. 。Okay. If anybody like to be a bishop, stewardship of bishop, he desire a good work. It is a noble work. How many of you like to serve the Lord in the future? Raise your hand. In any fields, any aspects, you feel like I want to serve the Lord no matter what, even sweeping the floor of the church. Thank God you desire a noble task. To me, it is very meaningful to serve the Lord and the church has a needs. And God has different plans for you. For someone, you can be a full-time. For someone, you can be a part-time. But the most important is that we shall all dedicate ourselves to the Lord. Let's turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Oh. Romans 12, verse 1. Paulina? Chapter 12, verse 1. Yeah, by the grace of God, I really encourage you, I really urge you, 劝你, huh? You should offer your body as living sacrifices. Like this NYTS for you to come here, we need to use many people to drive you from and to the airports. Now, if you have the heart to serve, right, it's a holy work also. Only like if your heart to serve the Lord, only a cup of water to the little brothers, one of the little brothers. The Bible says, your name will be remembered by the Lord. So really, loving brothers and sisters, serving for the Lord, loving God, is like spreading perfume to your surrounding. It smells good. Other people smell it, and you will smell it. 你把香水撒给人家, 你自己会闻到香味, right? You feel so good yourself. 助人为快乐之本. If you truly help other people, this is how you obtain joy. So I really urge you to dedicate yourself as a living sacrifice for our Lord Jesus Christ. And you desire to serve. To me, not necessarily to a position. For example, I determined to be a deacon. I determined to be a full-time preacher. I think it's better to say, I determined to serve in that kind of field. I want to serve full-time, something like that. It is not a title that we shall long after. It is the function, the job itself. The title did not really make too many sense to me if people do not live up to that title. For example, president is a very glorious title, but Bill Clinton, I don't admire him at all because he is not a role model in ethic, in moral. He did a bad things, set a bad examples. So when you think about Bill Clinton, personally, I think he is not too great. But you talk about Abraham Lincoln. Well, everybody think Abraham Lincoln was a good president because he lived his life to that title, worthy of that title. Now, when we say we should admire for the holy work, I'm thinking about the function itself. And it is a noble will because it takes a lot of sacrifices to do that. And you should enjoy your sacrifice, 享受牺牲, and you shall sacrifice your enjoyment, 牺牲享受. Because you need to sacrifice your enjoyment, therefore it is noble. But at the same time, you can enjoy your sacrifice. We are not talking about the reward in heavenly kingdom. We are not talking about God will honor you. I'm talking about the job itself. When I look at the churches, I realize we really need more workers to step out. If you don't think it is you, probably you should pray to Lord Jesus Christ according to what Jesus teaches us. 庄稼多，工人少。 你们要去祈求那个拆工人的主。 They are great harvest, but they are few workers. Therefore, you should seek for the prayer to the one who sent workers to send out to serve in the field, right? When I go to South Africa, there are a lot of, maybe people told me, a lot of members over there, but they live very far from the church. Oh. We went to a town called Welcome. W-E-L-K-O-M, not C-O-M, right? It's a middle-sized town in South Africa. We went there to visit, simply visit 4 to 5 family. Then we did not tell people we are going to have a meeting, right? But we simply visit 4 to 5 family. And then we had more than 20 people show up in the services. And then I realized that not even one person in that town is able to call brother and sister together to have Sabbath service. Just if one person, right, can lead people to read Bible and to pray together, to explain the Bible a little bit, that town can be, we can form a group that we can have a regular Sabbath together over there, but not even one can do that over there. And not only that, there are so many people getting around here and there. Oh. And this time when I go, I told you I need counselor. Well, if they do send me next time, I need someone to go there to serve as counselors, because no one can help to manage the classes over there. Like, basically, we have no rules. It is like loose management. Oh. So if you look at the whole world, like if you go to Europe, the same thing. Oh. When I go to Europe, I go to Italy, Spain, like so many points over there. And we need RE specialists. There are kids who went to overseas from mainland China, and they don't receive RE. We need someone like you go there regularly. Of course, it's a little bit too far. German church, take care of them right now, right? Like they travel through the countries just to do the RE jobs. Now, we do too far. How about in USA? If you want to serve the Lord, like Tampa Church, every spiritual convocation, we are lack of interpreters. Because most of the people over there, they want us to speak in English. Because, you know, I shouldn't say half, but many of them are Caucasians. Like over there, it's very different culture. It's like always a Chinese sister, Caucasian brothers. The family are like that. And whenever we go there, like we are lack of, for example, if the preacher can only speak in Mandarin, we really need interpreters. So there are many jobs you can serve, like DR. This time we only have 3 volunteers. Every year we need at least 5 volunteers, right? And this year we recruit. We cannot get 5, only 3 people can go. Now sometimes you think that my Spanish is so poor, how can I go there? But really, you don't really need to talk too much. Maybe very basic, because you go out 2 by 2, right? If the other person can speak fluent Spanish, you do not need to speak fluent Spanish enough to say, welcome, go to church, and find basic doctrine. Just a little bit, right? Now to me, really, there are so many things you can do, but of course we are too busy, and we do not know how much jobs we have out there. So anybody desire to serve, really, they desire a noble position, noble work. Oh. Concerning position, I'm talking about, maybe position is too secular word. In a spiritual term, we call it stewardship. 职分, huh? 职分, stewardship. How do you say 职分 in Korean? Stewardship in Korea. I want to make sure you know the right language. How do you say it? Stewardship. 职分. Anybody? Huh? How do you say it in Korean? Because I want you to make sure. 职分, like a pastor, is a 职分, is a stewardship. A deacon is a stewardship. It's a 职分. In our outside world, we call it a position or title. How do you call it? Korean? Like, Catherine? 직분. Okay. Oh. Anybody desire to do for that, the Bible over here says that it is a noble status, right? But you know what? If you do not have a proud heart, you will be okay when you got rejected. And the process is to be ordained as a deacon. And the process is to be ordained as an elder, or to go through the TTP processes. Do you know many of them got turned down? Do you know that? Do you know that? Huh? You know, right? Then if you feel like, no, I only need to do that because I want to do that, then when you got turned down, you will give up everything. Oh, the Lord do not want me. Oh, I feel so sad. I don't even want to go to church anymore, right? If you desire for the position too much, or that position, not that function, no? That position too much, many times you cannot take it when you got turned down. How do we ordain an elder or deacon in Korea? How do you do that? Do you know? Do you know? How do you ordain a 职分? You just say the term. What is that term? The 职分. Yes. Huh? You just say it. What is it? Ziba. Ziba? Zibun? Ziba? Zibun. Japanese? Zibun. Oh, sorry. How do you do that? How do you ordain that? What is the process to ordain it in Korea? The process. Like in USA, right? Someone can nominate in church council, right? For example, we like to nominate Brian to be a deacon. Deacon. Chipsa. Okay. Then council member need to vote 2/3 pass, right? Then your name will send it to GA, Korean GA, right? This is in USA. Then GA will vote, 11 person will vote, 8 person got to approve you, right? And then your name will go back to congregational meeting, maybe 100 people, right? 2/3 of 100 is how much? 70, 80, right? Then pass. Then church will ordain you as deacons. But on the processes, right, many people got turned down in the council. Ah, oh, man, this guy, no, I don't think so. If you have 10, 6 people vote for you, already you are not qualified. You know? Right? And then GA, you may not go through. You are not qualified. And congregation. So it's not easy. But if your heart is only for that position, you will say, ah, the church is junk. The church is politics. Ah, the church is not for me. Then you fall. Oh. So to me, if your heart is right, it is very important. Even TTP, the same thing. TTP got to go through even more strict. Oh, even more strict. But you know what? If you have calling, oh, if you're calling, don't worry about it. If it is from God, this is the house of God, no problem. If you have no calling, just your own desire, you want that position, maybe something will happen, right? I still remember when Brother Vuti was going through that processes, right? There are different voices that in I heard, because at that time I was I was in GA, and I heard some voices, right? Noises. And of course, as an administrator, we started to worry because, you know, he just believed in Jesus for how many years? Probably 3 years or, very short, right? 3 years or 4 years, right? And purposely, we delayed him for 1 or 2 years, and then, but still people think that maybe it is, he is what? Too early. But he has the calling. I mean, if people are calling, you don't need to worry too much, right? But if God do not want you to do it, you don't need to fight for it. My point is that all the zibun in the church shall not be fought for. You shall not fight for it. But you shall not reject it also. 不要拒绝, 也不要争取。 这种职分的东西, 哦, you fight for it. If you do not get it, really, you don't have faith to stay in the church. Just like when Jesus gave a parable, right? Some people sit in the five position, and the master come, oh, they are more noble than you came. Why don't you sit over here and offer the better position to other person? You feel very uncomfortable. So you don't fight for this, right? But if you people want you to do it, you don't need to reject. Why? 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. Chapter 2, verse 13. Felicia Chen. Felicia. I'm sorry, chapter 3, verse 13. If a person can do a good job in the position of Zibun, then he will go to a better, 美好的地步, better standing, and then he can be brave in the truth, in the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. He himself will be very confident after you got ordained, oh, because I do not come here on my own. You know, a lot of time, oh, when we are doing work, we think that we are doing it by ourselves. We are very scared, right? Because, man, am I qualified? Am I able to do it? Who am I to do this? But then you're ordained. You say, no, I do not want to do this all by myself. I'm sin, right? I have nothing to fear. I just expressed what I learned from the Bible, and I can have confidence and proclaim the gospel of God. So look at all the newly ordained ministers or newly ordained deacons or elders in your local church. If you compare them before and after, you see there's a great difference. After they got ordained, they are very assured that, yes, I do this for the Lord. God wants me to do it. I do not do it for myself. So, 很坦然, very 坦然啊, very I don't know how to say. How do you say 坦然? Very confident. Not really. Well, anyway. So, and you yourself can reach a more beautiful stage. To me, what is that beautiful stage? For me as a preacher, right? I figure out my family can go to a better stage. Good standing, what is that? I think for one thing, I myself receive a lot of benefit. For example, I keep telling my wife, right? You are so lucky I'm a preacher. You are so lucky I'm a preacher. You know why? My wife knows why. Because I was very temperate before I become a pastor. Even I become a pastor, I'm still very, right? But the longer I serve, I feel like I got to change a little bit. So because my temper improved, then my family has more peace, right? I think so this is a better standing, 到更美好的地步, 自己得到更美好的地步, me, myself can reach a better standing personally. So serving the Lord, you yourself really can reach a better standing. Huh? You teach other people not to steal. How can you steal? Of course. You teach other people not to do bad things. When you do bad things, your conscience just prick you so much that you say, oh man, I shouldn't have do it anymore. Then you yourself will become better and better. That's why I really encourage you all to serve. The one who receives most benefit is the one who serves, not the one who receives the service from you. When you play basketball, you like to play defense or offense. Gong Shou versus Huang Yi. When you play basketball. Like brothers. Like Michael Jordan. Any Michael Jordan here? Kobe Bryant. Any Kobe Bryant here? Like Henry. Henry is a good shooter. You play defense or play offense? Gong Shou versus Huang Yi. Which one you like to do for better? Do you understand my English? Offense? Offense is Gong Shou or Huang Yi? Gong, right? Offense. Go forward, 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 and attack, right? Right? To me, serving the Lord is like that. It's better. Because you got to always attack, always jobs you always need to do. Like you play defense. Oh, I need to cultivate myself. I need to do this. You can't cultivate yourself and you are waiting for Satan to attack you. But instead, you just attack and attack. It's easier to score to me. If you always defense, you cannot score, right? So serving the Lord is just like offense when you play basketball. You attack all the time. You will reach to a better standing. Any one of you all, I really encourage you at least to be an IE teacher, really. IE teacher. How do we elect IE teacher? He shall be blameless, right? Chapter 3, verse 2. Hung Te Jung. H-Y-U-N, Hung? Oh, okay. Do you have an English name, sir? Huh? Daniel, can I write Daniel over here? Sorry. You know, when I come to USA, right, I give myself an English name because just for American people who cannot pronounce my name. And then I become my official name. But some people are against it. Some people say, hey, I'm a Chinese. What do I need to forfeit my Chinese name? Well, I don't mind. You can keep your name or not to keep your name. Hung Tech Jong. Please read chapter 3, verse 2. Homework, huh? Because I don't have time to go through everything. From chapter 2 to chapter 13, from verse 2 to verse 13, concerning the qualification, how many of them and what are they have to do with function? And how many of them have to do with characters? First character is blameless. Is it easy to be blameless? Not easy, right? But overall, you shall have good reputation. Daniel, would you please continue reading verse 7. Verse 7. Good testimony, good reputation. Hao Ming Sheng, right? When your students come to IE class, did they see God? No, they did not see God yet, right? They do not see God yet. Who do they see? They see you. If you come always late, and you dress like Lady Gaga, and you are, people know that you are not prepared, they'll say, oh, what kind of church is this? This is like garbage church, right? If they come to, like nowadays, you all heard about some scandal concerning the priests of the Catholic Church, right? They are maybe only few of the priests, they molested boys, right? They do evil things. Then later you think about the image of Catholic, you say, ah, Catholic is, all the holy workers are not good, right? Bad. Because they kind of represented their organization, they kind of represented their church. So today, a worker, is the representative of the church. Huh? Let's turn to Song of Solomon, chapter 3. Song of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 9. Chapter 3, I want you to pay attention to the pillar of the chariot of Solomon. Chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Oh. Janice Chung. Who is Janice? No Janice? J-A-N-I-C-E? No? No Janice. Li Hui? Zhu Li Hui? No? Hey, who is this? Team F. Zhu Li Hui. Oh, 来, 请读. Yaga di San Zhang di Jiu Jie di Shi Jie. Amen, 到这里, 教柱是单数还是多数? The pillars of chariot, is it pillars or pillar? Pillars, right? Pearl, right? 教柱是多数的, right? See, the chariot is the church. Chariot of Solomon can prefigure the church of God. Okay? They were pillars, different types of workers. Pillars of the church, they are workers. There are three pillars in the early church. Namely, who are they? Three pillars in the early church? John, James, and Peter, right? So these pillars are made of silver, very beautiful, refined, no fault, blameless. How many pillars are there in the Solomon's temple? Huh? What are their names? Anybody remember? Ya-jin and Boaz, right? Boaz and Akin, right? Two huge pillars. When they come to the temple, what is Peter for? I mean, if you go to Irvine Church, who is from Irvine Church? Emily. You are from Irvine Church. Do you have pillars in your chapel? Huh? What is that pillar for? Huh? For what? No la, I'm talking about in the front la. The side chapel, you see there are two, anyway. What is the two pillars for? I mean, outside of the chapel, or outside of tenement, outside of Solomon Chapel. Actually, it's for me. It's like, it's not supporting the structure because it's outside, right? It is outside, right? So what is that for? When people come here, they see the pillar first. Tall, you know? And what is it? Oh, the wind. Beautiful. When people come to the church, the pillar represent the workers. Oh. You got good workers, the church. People praise God. That's why it got to be blameless. Chapter 3, verse 2, go back to 1 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 2. Chapter 3, verse 2. Got to be blameless, only a husband of one wife, and he got to be temperate, sober-minded, and of good behavior. So as an IE teacher, you should be temperate, self-control, right? Now, many people, like Pastor Liang last night told you, hopefully you can do things all by yourself, volunteer. Like when time comes up, 11 o'clock, maybe you don't need to hear the bell, you're already in the bed, right? Some meetings, even though there was no rules, I see some youth truly have self-control. When it comes to time, they go to bed. They don't stay up. They don't they just know how to behave themselves. This self-control is very important. Now when you go to school, there are a lot of parties in school, especially if you live in dorms. Usually, how many of you live in dorms? Many of you live in dorms. Do you have like a regular parties in the dorms? They're always posted? Do you? No? No? You sure? Okay. Now, when I studied in Louisiana in college, right, I live in dorms. Like every semester, at the beginning, at the end, they always have a party. Welcome newcomers party. Seeing of old people party, right? You go to the party, it was like loud music, alcohol, right? Now, we are IE teacher. We go there, it's not to glorify the Lord, right? So temperate, self-control. And then, sober-minded. You know, sometimes we have emotion too. What do you mean by sober-minded? Sometimes I got anger too. Sometimes I'm very frustrated too. Now, what do you mean by sober-minded? Sober-minded means that your emotion can only allow to show to the Lord. But in front of people, you are very sober. You know? In front of God, you can be crazy. Really. You can cry, you can cry, you can shout, you can be 歇斯底里, historic. 歇斯底里, historic? Hysteric? Hysteric? What does it mean? Crazy. Sort of crazy. Yeah, you can be hysteric, right? Kill me here and now. I don't want to be a preacher anymore. Just, forget about it. You are a bad God. How come you can be crazy? I think, God, because at that time you are so... But in front of people, can you say that? I'm a pastor. Can I say, God, how come you kill me here and now? Can I do it over here in front of you? Can I show my emotions? Like, I really hated something. Can I do that? Hello? Can I do that? Maybe you're stronger, so you can tolerate me. But how about this weak brothers and sisters over there? How can it be a pastor be like that? How can this be 2G the church? Right? So when look at Moses, when he was crazy, he was crazy in front of God. But in front of people, he only tell people, the responsibility for me to take care of you is simply too heavy. He did not talk about killing himself. That is a different. Sober-minded in front of man, even though he can be crazy in front of God. Oh, it's very important as a worker. I have my own opinion to many things too. But a lot of words, right? Simply cannot state it on the podium. A lot of opinion can only reserve to myself. I cannot, because if I express my personal emotion and feeling, maybe sometimes church will be divided into two. Because the church maybe argue about something already. What is sober-minded? Sober-minded is that if I know that church is already a problem, even though I have positions, I need to be very careful to approach. I'm afraid that indeed church might divide it. So as I teach you the same thing, sober-minded, very important. Good behavior, of course. Verse 3. Jasmine K. Chapter 3, verse 3. The Bible here says, 不要打人. when I read this, I feel like to laugh. In the old days, maybe they keep slaves, They treat slaves like goods. So probably they are able to beat them up because in the old days, they do have slaves, right? But as a worker, you are not a violent person. You are a gentle person. Not strive. Not give yourself to wine. I keep telling you in the past, I will tell you right now, again. After this, we'll break. If you are an IE teacher, if you are any workers, if you think you present any church work, please do not drink in public. Because let's say if I drink wine in public, what will happen? When little one saw me, what would they do? They will be stumble, right? Oh, pastor, you drink wine, yeah? Like even for me to go to Las Vegas, I need to be very careful, right? If I go to the casino room and your son, your future son, little one, so, hey, how come preacher is in casino room? This is, Paul says that if I eat meat and make people stumble, I will not eat meat, right? You are mature enough. I mean, if maybe you came from France. Wine is regular type of drink in France, right? But the holy worker, I would say, I think I share this with you. Don't do this to stumble person. You can treat it as a medicine and do it for your health reason, no problem, right? But in public, please be careful. Huh? Do not drink wine or get drunk. I think time is up. We will continue. Let's pray in silence. Amen.